Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage me. This year has been a piece of shit, no matter how you look at it, with fires and corona and Trump, what a cunt. But Yulma's time is magical, with episodes non-canonical. It's a really good rhyme. So let's end this year with a bang and pretend none of it's canon. This year's not canon. This episode is also not canon. And if I scat, it's not Skip, but oh my goodness, is that Eden and Simon?
Yes, we're here. Your Christmas DM. I had to move out my girlfriend's place. Watched 9 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Even though this year was totally busted, at least all the time that I spent with my children means they'll be really well adjusted.
That's not canon.
No, they will be.
The time with your kids is not canon. Oh my goodness, is that Ben and Alex? And a 1, 2.
I watched a show called Tiger King. They said he was a monster, but he's no Michael Hing.
I tried to grow a lockdown beard, but it turns out I can't grow a beard.
That's not canon. You can't grow a beard. That's not canon. Oh my goodness, Hing and Dave?
This year's been really sad, so I moved back with my mum and dad.
I've actually got a couple of questions, because you say it's not canon, but we've got a kind of humorous continuity thing going on, and my question is...
That's not canon! Sit down there!
It's easy to
that's
laugh!
That's not canon! Everybody, please!
I need to know! It's important that I canon. Understand!
That's not canon! One more. That's not canon!
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Carty. Our sweet baby Christmas boy.
Boy, oh boy, here we all are. You say you're going to do a musical and you think it'll be fine, and then you do it and you realize that it's going to be great.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your expectations. And just put them under your seat. All right. Who wants to play some motherfucking Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes!
It is Yulmas time. In a very non-canonical kingdom, in a faraway land, in a small ducal realm, two cousins sit in line for the ancestral throne. The cousin lords Frizofferson, Frizo and Froyo. Each the other's constant companion since birth. Picture, if you will, two snowflakes as they whirl around each other in the sky. Two absolutely perfect frozen fractals descending slowly, identical to each other as we all know snowflakes to be. They both land softly in the thick, luxurious, silky blue eyebrows, as I say that out loud, I don't know why I wrote it, of the high elf known as Frizo. As he stomps out across the terrace through a fresh blanket of morning snow towards his cousin Froyo, his brow furrowed in a question as he starts to sing.
Do you want to kill a human? Draw hang sigils in the sky and send a witch bolt shooting through electric shocks of blue that make a human die. We could also use a fireball or a magic sword or simply remove his spine? Do you want to kill a human? It doesn't have to be a human.
Okay, dude.
Okay, fine.
I just think we need to take this more seriously. Do you want to take a chill pill? Your blood is filled with hate.
No, it's not.
Or is it? Come, I'll never know. Look, I don't want to know. Regardless, it's not great. Just listen to the music that swirls all around. Life is a wondrous song. Why do we need to kill a human? Friezo, please don't kill a human. Hey, what's wrong?
Froyo, please, I really need this.
To do a murder?
Yes, I do.
But dude, that's crook.
Well, listen, look. The other option is I could kill you.
But Frios, I'm your cousin, and I love to sing.
Well, that might make it more fun. I really want to kill a human. Please just let me kill a human.
Okay, just one.
The two cousins pause in their duet to frolic playfully in the snow in a montage that includes some light tobogganing, the taking of a human life, and the building of a snowman. But in the midst of the gaiety, Friezo jolts to a halt, recalling the ancient laws of this land. A very salient plot point that forbid singing. He turns to his cousin and sings with no sense of irony.
Froyo, here's some exposition. You know that singing's not allowed. Just push that impulse deep inside. The law can't be defied, we shouldn't sing out loud.
But it surges up inside me. How could song be wrong? Such a jolly and jaunty jibe. And no one's here except the snowman. Who's gonna snitch on us, this snowman?
I don't think so.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
And it seems that your singing has brought this snowman to life, whose name is...
Frozen Donut.
What?
Do you want a second?
Frozen Donut, okay.
Look, so how does this frozen donut sound exactly?
He sounds a bit like this. He goes, oh, holy bloody dooly, I'm alive.
Donut by name, but Dugnut by nature.
This is a character that has literally just been brought to life by musical, magical energy that, Froyo, I don't think you know that you had. In this land where singing otherwise is completely forbidden.
Look, I told you this was a bad idea. Look what's happened.
Well, maybe this snowman's a friend.
You had to get me all excited and seduce me with that talk of singing.
Did you say seduce you?
Well, I mean... I mean...
We're not those kinds of cousins.
No.
I mean, step cousins, maybe, but this is not what we're here for.
Friezo, I think you know that I mean seduction in the sense of making me do something that's against the law.
Really? Because it didn't sound like that's what you are.
This snowman's talking. Hello, Frozen Donut.
Ah! Oh, I just surprised myself. I'm very new to basically everything, you
Hang
know?
Hang on. Wait, have you been alive this whole time?
No, you just... boop!
So you just woke up now?
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit of a metaphysical question what I was doing before this.
So you don't know what day it is, where you are?
What's the day?
Wait, but he knows the concept of something that's metaphysical?
Now, the thing is that the magic that has brought this, and the thing that he knows, the one thing that Frozen Donut knows, is the magic that he's brought into life, which is this very... powerful, primal, ancient musical magic. So he's very in tune with that.
And he feels it. He feels it. He feels it. Mm. He feels it coursing through his icy bones.
I got bones?
Mush. No, not
that's
not
so
as
upsetting.
Such.
He has bones.
Not as such. You're snow.
A snowman with bones.
No, no, no. Not unless you put them there. No, okay, the corpse of the man Friezo killed is inside the snowman. So, yes, you have bones and you feel
okay.
it there.
Just to be clear, your name is Frozen Donut. Your name is not like James O'Loughlin or whatever, okay?
Did you kill James O'Loughlin? Did you kill fantasy James O'Loughlin?
Is James O'Loughlin a real person in the real life?
Doesn't he host the New Inventors?
Well, not anymore, he doesn't. Look, your name is Frozen Donut. You've never been James O'Loughlin. You're a snowman. You're not a real man. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes sense to me. Oh, gosh, I was just brought to life by the most beautiful singing.
Yeah, that would have been me.
Oh, goodness. Well, let me shake your hand with my with my twig.
Oh, I can really feel the bones.
With all the commotion that's going on out on the terrace, your old pal Filch appears, brought outside by the hubbub.
What's all the racket?
We didn't kill anyone.
Well, there just seemed to be a lot of blood on the snow, and I just swept this snow.
So just to be clear, me, Froyo and Friezo live in a castle with Filch and the host of the Inventors, James McLaughlin.
The New Inventors.
Now, has anyone seen James O'Loughlin? Because we have a new invention we want to show here. A snowball made out of the stuff that cliffs are made out of.
A ball of dirt?
Yeah, but harder.
Ironically, that's how he died.
Hey, that sounds amazing. Bear in mind that I've never seen anything before.
Filch, you feel in this place a surge of magical power like you haven't felt before. So I'd like you to roll a wisdom check, DC 20.
That's high. I got a 6.
Well, as you feel the magic course through you, the power of song takes over and you burst into song about this concept of hard dirt that you want to show James O'Loughlin about.
James O'Loughlin, have I got a new invention for you? It is just like dirt, but more compact. You could use it in a bag or a sack. It's really hard. It isn't soft. I'd like you to pay me for it so I can buy a loft. Me gonna call it rock. Oh yeah, me gonna call it rock. Oh yeah.
Alex Lee, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Tom Cardi.
James?
You are shocked, Filch, by the power of this song which has taken over you.
Whoa, what happened? My mouth makes sound go up and down.
That was beautiful! And I want you to imagine that as he was saying...
His head comes off his body and it whizzes around.
Absolutely.
Knew it.
You've nailed it there.
You sure you haven't seen the movie?
So it is the Yulmus time of year, and the reason Filch had come out is that she needs to finish her Yulmus shopping. So she makes a suggestion. Guys, why don't we take this down to the Yulmus markets?
Yeah, me got to finish. Me doing traditional orc theme Christmas this year. So me got to go and buy pig hoofs for the soup, and also, you know, we got to get the decorations made out of entrails. So me hoping the market not out of that.
Wait, so the decorations for an orc Christmas is just entrails strewn around?
Yeah, like tinsel.
Okay.
And pig hoof soup, don't forget.
Pig hoof soup.
Sure, sure, sure.
And of course, the traditional giving of the teeth.
Talk me through that one.
Everyone gets a tooth. Young and old, everyone wakes up in the morning with a tooth under their pillow. and then they put it into one of the holes in their gums and to see if it fits. And if it fits, that means you're the Christmas hawk.
As Filge finishes explaining this wonderful Yuletide tradition, you find yourself arriving at the edge of the local hamlet.
Yeah, the Yulemas markets are buzzing, awash with the colours and smells that mark the season, amidst the painted oranges, entrails, teeth, pig hooves, and roasting chestnuts. We even see two old friends, Baston and Bobby, who have gone halvesies on the rent on a market stall.
I'm the best at making children's toys out of wood. Get your children's toys here.
And I am selling meaningful poems.
Are you?
Yep.
You're selling meaningful
deep, dark, meaningful poems.
How much would a meaningful poem set you back?
Does it come printed on anything?
I write it with a quill right here.
Oh, I would very much like to hear one of these meaningful poems.
Unfortunately, there's not time, said the narrator.
No, please.
Wait,
no,
he's already paid. I took the money for it. Here, read it out to him as well. He paid that extra amount.
Yeah, this is about a snowman, this poem, who just woke up today, who doesn't know what days of the week are, but does know about the concept of metaphysics. That's what this poem's about, Bobby.
And don't get lost in the narrative, too. It's got to mean something,
sure.
Oh, and just do it. Like, it doesn't have to be strict. Just loose anapestic parameters, fine.
Oh, fuck you guys. It's just, you guys are... Okay. It's not to music, it's a poem, you dick.
Who did he yell that to?
The busker next to me. A globe, a mind, a sphere. What is it? Round and frosty in the sky.
Where is thought?
Where is life? Who am I? Just some snow guy? The end.
Wow.
It's got a lot of functional ambiguity.
That is his best yet.
Wow, poetry sounds pointless.
Frozen donut.
And the best thing is, you hear one poem. You've basically heard them all.
This is probably the most people... This is definitely the most people you've ever seen. This is like blowing your tiny little mind. Mm. Not just the poem, but like the colours, the sights, the sounds, everything around you. Mm-hmm. What do you hone in on?
I am slightly unnerved that a dice just landed on my table.
See something that's easy to rhyme.
Well, I don't see the orange cart.
But it's right in front of you.
And Filch goes, look, that man's selling things that are purple.
I didn't know you could buy aubergine here.
I see Baston making all those little figurines of things that I've never seen before. He's making things out of wood.
Please make a wisdom saving throw. DC 1 million. You can pass if you roll a 20, Mr. Snowman.
I rolled an 18.
Oh, sorry.
That doesn't do it.
Quite cut it.
Is it constitution?
No, it's wisdom.
And you've just been born.
Do you have a plus million to constitution?
You're a being
It pays to check.
You're a being of magical energy, so you're particularly susceptible.
Okay.
And you feel this surge of like raw musical like energy. Like,
I was told I would not have to do this.
Push up. Push up through you.
You were lied to.
As you sing about the toys and the market around you.
Hey, what have we got here? I think it's some wooden things. I don't know what they are. There's a big thing with four legs. I think I'll call it a farm. There's a thing that is a long thing. I think I'll call it a bingity ding. There's a thing with a big squiggy nose and a piggy little bum. I'll call it a hose. There's a little tiny man who I know what that is because I can remember from before when I met a man. I think that guy is called Baston.
That is my name. Wow. Look, I'll thank you to keep it down. We don't want any trouble around here, all right?
Why would there be trouble with these beautiful wares?
And he points to a sign above the store which says, no singing allowed. It's the law.
Why would the law be to not sing? You may as well tell people not to breathe or not to drive too fast.
Somebody roll a perception check.
Ooh. Oh, this character, because he's in his first phases of life, is a libertarian.
I got a 19.
Okay, Filge, you see coming down the alley, swinging menacingly and jauntily at the same time, a cudgel. A small bearded man, but like stocky and like muscular.
Hello, 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 what do we have here? I think I heard some singing around here and we ain't gonna have that in my town, is
no.
we?
You are you police?
Yeah, that's me, Constable Dadbod.
I loved you in...
Constable...
I loved you in The Boys, by
oh,
the way.
Thank you very much. Yes, Constable Dadbod, you heard right. Now, who do I hear singing around here?
It was the snowman. The snowman sang.
Oh.
Take the snowman away. I also think the snowman killed someone. If you look inside him, you'll find a lot of bones. Well,
now, don't be ridiculous. I never heard a snowman sing in my life. I reckon it was someone who was animate as opposed
yeah,
to...
Yeah, because...
Whoa.
Fuck!
I thought, here I was thinking you were inanimate, and it turns out you are the opposite of that.
And here I was thinking that I'd found something called a friend, when I'd actually found something called a hingy bingy. I believe that's what I called a snake before.
Who is responsible for this animated, inanimate object?
Pixar!
Secondarily, James O'Loughlin.
All right. Which one of you is Pixar and or James O'Loughlin?
James O'Loughlin's not been here for a while. He had to go
away. He had to skip town, man.
Yeah.
Bad debts. Bad gambling debts.
Yeah.
Well, that may be. But I'm here to police singing in this town.
Look, off the dadboard, I didn't realise that singing wasn't allowed.
So you admit it.
Well, I admit it insofar as I think it's just the most wonderful, incredible, amazing thing a person can do.
Well, that is not what I believe. And he buffs you over the head with a cudgel and you are in combat. Combat is happening right now. Combat is the beginning of a thing that we do. Combat is happening right now. This man has a club and he's gonna kill you. What?
Are you listening to the music I'm playing at all?
Nah. No, I wasn't.
We practiced so much for the
I got overtaken by the power of combat, all right? I'm
okay,
sorry.
That sounded a lot like singing to me.
That's true.
That was not in media res.
Well.
Don't tell no... Oh, well, something's coming over me. He swings at you and misses. Froyo, you are up.
All right, I'm going to cast a firebolt at him.
Okay. His armor class is 11.
Ah, well, I rolled an 11.
Oh, is that enough to hit? Oh.
Thanks,
no
Mom!
Thank God Dave's mom's here.
From a long line of nerds, this man.
A proud and noble tradition, I get 7 points of damage.
Oh, he is hurt. He's like, fuck. And Phil...
Stay away from the snowman I've decided is my friend.
You betrayed me!
You called me a flimble flam and I felt bad about it. I'm sorry.
Filge, you are up as two more thugs jump out.
Filge enters into a rage due to the hypocritical application of police force. And she attacks him two times with her maul and she gets, what's your armor class?
11.
Oh, yeah, I hit you twice.
Oh my jeebus.
And I do 9 plus 9 damage.
So you like musicals,
damage.
Do you?
What? 18 damage.
Oh.
What's happening now is essentially a D20 based combat system.
Yeah. He is brutally wounded and slumps down to one knee. Frieza, you...
Does he count as prone?
No, he's not prone, but a man swings at you first. What's your armor class?
14.
He whacks you over the dick.
doing 9 points of damage, and it is now your turn.
Wow, I guess Frieza's going to kill a cop. Shit, all right.
Acabracadabra. Imagine I got that right. This is the sort of stuff that gets cut out of the podcast. It's the behind the scenes.
Unfortunately,
sort of.
With the musical backing, maybe you won't be able to. Anyway, I rolled a 17 with my short sword. Does that hit?
Yes, that does hit.
Then I do 7 points of damage. That kill a cop?
Oh, he's down. He's slumped on one knee. And he's like, oh, mercy. Please.
Can I? Is it my go?
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You got a firm grasp on the initiative.
You got a weird look in your eye, Mr. Snowman.
Well, he's just very new to everything. He wants to be a part of it.
Okay.
So he takes... It's going to have to be bludgeoning damage.
Yes.
With his little twiggy hand.
Yep, that's true.
But he's going to go for the eyes.
Oh, oh perfect. Boy. Perfect. Twigs.
That is an 18.
Oh, that hits. And as you slide your twigs into his skull, please roll a wisdom saving throw.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
DC 8 million?
12.
Oh, overcome by a lust for blood, you burst into song.
What's this? What's this? What's this? I killed a man. I think it's kind of great. What's this? What's this? This feeling in my chest, I think it might be hate. Oh, before all this, it was just looking at a tree or a snake or a little bird. But now that I have killed a man, then I think that I will be heard. Because I am a guy who kills. Yes, I am one who kills a cop. And that is who I am right now. Feels pretty weird.
A shadow passes over the square.
is it perfectly square shaped?
It's not the Christmas hawk, is it?
Yulmus hawk, please. It is the High Inquisitor Lithgow Flagellan. This is a kind of a priest, a flagellant, a sort of a religious zealot who clings to the laws and have a lot of power in this town.
Oh no, it's the bad guy.
singing here in my town, music in my town. Do you know what a song is? A song is an invitation for evil. A song is an invitation to danger, an invitation to mayhem. It is a handwritten note on pretty pink stationery, inviting a big giant spider into your life. And you'll step out your door and walk to your car and a web in your face. You'll turn to the left to get out of it and a web in your face. You'll turn to the right and try to get back into the house, a web in your face. If you invite a giant spider into your life, there is one thing that you will get at every turn. Do you know what that is?
A web in my face!
A web in your face, all from singing.
What's a web?
Now you must be new here.
Oh fuck, I just got why you're called Lithgow. You piece of shit. Because that's the guy who played the preacher in Footloose. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you must be new here if you do not know our very, very strict laws.
I am new here. That is an understatement.
There is no singing. There is no music.
Is murder against the law?
Now you raise an interesting philosophical point.
Well, I guess the question we're asking is, you've come in here really angry about the singing, but he literally has his fingers in that guy's eyes.
Well, this is a small...
I'm still alive, sir. He's just blinded me quite badly. Oh, I heard them singing. I'm dobbing them in absolutely right now.
I rolled an 18. I attack with my short sword.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, roll a...
7 points of damage.
Okay, roll a... That does kill him again, but roll a wisdom saving throw, please.
Oh, no, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah, though. Too bad.
No, but that wasn't the one I
please
wanted.
Please roll a wisdom saving throw.
That's a 9?
No. Even at a very low difficulty, that does not pass. And as you pull the short sword from his body, you marvel at its shortness, and words spring from your mouth as you sing about your short sword.
Oh, short sword.
Short sword.
Short sword. Short sword.
Oh, short sword.
Short sword, short sword, short sword.
I killed this man.
Short sword, short sword, short sword.
With my little short sword.
Short sword, short sword, short sword.
Enough! Enough!
I see.
I cannot be more clear. Singing is completely outlawed.
Yeah, now that you mention it, every time someone sings something, somebody gets killed.
Now listen here. Since you seem to be new here, you must know we are not complete barbarians. If you do feel...
Hey.
Wow, dude. Wow.
If you feel a need to express yourself, by all means do. But do it in the way of our people.
And what is that?
Spoken word poetry or simple rap?
Can you show us? Can you show us how it works?
Yeah. What makes
Well, I mean, by singing you've broken our laws. But I am a merciful man, and how about we make this interesting? A poetry slam.
Oh. How is that not worse than singing?
If you win, you're free to go, but if you lose, you will be put into prison.
Now, I haven't known him for very long, but I think this guy Froyo is our champion. Do we agree, everybody?
Yeah. He got blown.
I'm very unhappy about this.
He's wearing that t-shirt that says, "My name's Froyo and I'm here to stay."
What does it say on the back? I can't read.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. When he turns around, though, I'll be sure to tell you.
Very well, Froyo. If you will be the champion, none of you wish to compete?
No, we're on his side.
Yeah, we're just here for moral support.
I'll
be his hype man.
Very well, hype away.
All right, everyone, listen up. Let's give it up for the mouth from the south. It's Froyo.
I'm an old man, but I will be your hype man, Inquisitor. Please, the man who you all fear deeply, give it up for High Inquisitor Flagellan.
Boo. Well, as the rules dictate, I will go first as I'm on home turf.
A boo's bad? Yes, they're quite bad in the business. All right, now, it will be a poetry slam in 3 rounds. All right.
Three rounds.
Three rounds.
That's a lot of rounds for one joke.
I'm just glad I don't have to do it myself. Okay, one round. Fuck it, we've got other things to do. All right. The winner will be judged by the crowd of villagers who has gathered. In the event of a tie, there will be a tiebreaker round. But let's fucking hope that that's not the case. All right? So, High Inquisitor, what is your chosen subject?
Have you ever been to a rap battle?
Yeah, it's like a dismember.
Yeah. Hello. Most, like, I would say that 70 to 80% of all rap battles are admin. So you really...
Yeah, I remember that right. scene in 8 Mile where there was a clerk with a pad and he had to take notes from everyone. And get
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 8 Mile. Can I please get an occupation and an animal? Yeah.
Please form an orderly queue outside.
Or for the purposes of this, just table talk, I am not prepared for this.
Oh, good, because I fucking have.
Yeah, no. But just so you know, you can...
Yeah, it must suck, man, being put on the spot.
You can bestow... I know it's like a lot of dissing and stuff in rap battles, because I know what a rap battle is. You can make up whatever about my appearance, like the character's appearance, etc.
You're giving me permission to be mean to you?
No, you're to be mean to my character, specifically just my character,
who
not to me,
exactly
thank you, Dave.
Looks exactly like Simon.
No!
He looks exactly like Simon. Yeah,
if, right. anything, so I look like, if anything, I look like John Lithgow.
But John Lithgow and Cliffhanger, which is pretty similar to John Lithgow and Footloose, actually. Ignore me.
All right. Master of ceremonies.
All right. Drop the beat. Drop it.
Who
put that down.
Who
I'm
are
coming.
You talking to?
I'm just
He's talking to that beetroot farmer.
Yeah, small child. Yeah. Drop the beat. I know you want to throw things, but please wait till the battle is over. All right. High Inquisitor. Rap. I mean, rhyme. You know what to do.
Lots of clicking at rap battles as well.
Yeah. Froyo. Oh no. Here we are. Here we go. Let's see. You're like a yo-yo going up and down. I got a frown. I'm looking at your face. It's looking down. Because you know I'm gonna win. But let's begin. I feel like we're Manuel Miranda.
You shouldn't.
Just for a second, guys. Yeah. Now, where was I? I'm a hell of a guy. I'm Grand Inquisitor. In fact, I'm High. High Inquisitor
what?
Is the title
okay.
I have. And that... You, oh, man, you ruined the flow! Oh,
oh
fuck!
Oh! All right, crowd, what do you think of the High Inquisitor?
Just the line in somebody's freestyle. Anyway, where was I?
All right. You, Froyo, the champion.
Can you describe the Grand Inquisitor so he has something to go off?
He's very tall. He has a big black cloak with a high-backed collar. Mm. He has a long face. I'd say he's pallid. He's got... he looks like Dracula.
Yeah, and if you want to use these, just like from this angle, he looks like someone who one time lived in New York for 3 to 5 years and also drew a cover of The New Yorker, which was quite cool. He has 2 children.
What are the children's names?
What are the children's names?
What
are my children's names?
I know, I definitely...
What are Simon's children's names?
Yeah, everybody just what?
I don't think it would be appropriate for me to dox the children's names. But he does live in a suburb called...
All right, no more clues. I said drop the beat. Drop the beat, you little shit. I fucking come after you. Froyo, rhyme for your life.
All right, everybody, step back, because I'm about to end this whole man's career. Oh, yes. Oh, no, my friend Lithgow. You think you come around here without a care. This ain't no rhyming saloon. It's the village square, mon frere. And I'm here if you dare to take me on. If you even think you've got the dollar, well, I'm a lyrical scholar. Don't pop that high collar, you pallid old man with, I believe, 2 sons. It's fun to talk about family, no, perhaps too much. Anyway, I see you just a standing guy, black suit, red tie. It's kind of sublime. You make it work. Did you say you were high before? I didn't get the reference, but that's fine. Well... Tell you what, why don't you go home to the seminary or wherever you know you came from? You're nothing but a blue suit dorker. Go back and make another cartoon for the New Yorker, you fuckwit.
Oh! Oh!
That's a fight!
Oh!
The power of song has whipped the crowd into a frenzy, who mob the High Inquisitor as a riot breaks.
The beef farmer's just like, ah!
Oh, stop it! Put the bar!
And in the hubbub, you are pursued by the two remaining thugs, but you have an opportunity to escape if you wish.
Yeah, we'll make a run for it, I think.
Yeah, let's go down the nearest alleyway.
Ooh.
You see, Baston and Bobby lift up the front of their stall for you to like climb through and go out the back and run down an alleyway.
Go that way.
All right, Baston, Bobby, I'm so glad you're dying for us. Thank you for doing this.
It's my pleasure.
I've died before. I'll do it again.
Here I am, happily dying for my friends. Wounded by blows I am. See you soon.
Baston, tell me if you see any end trials on sale.
Okay.
Don't pay full price.
What?
Oh,
okay. That's
good
advice.
They put their prices up around Christmas time.
Oh, what the fuck?
Sorry, I meant Yulmus. I meant. Yeah, anyway, we're going.
You run. But yes.
Are we safe? Can we talk for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
The snowman is like, Freya. I don't know a lot about a lot. And he sees somebody's shoes, for example. He's like, that's eating your foot. But what I felt when you did your talky rap thinging thing, I know in my bones, or both James O'Loughlin's bones, that once every generation a chosen one is born who can bring music back into the world. And I reckon it's probably you, or maybe the Inquisitor. I've really only seen two people do it. But you were so much better.
Friezo, this is what I'm talking about. We could become a band. Do you want to be a band? You don't need to kill people to be happy.
That's an interesting question you ask. Because being in a band, it's not as easy as you think, you know? You've got to upload songs to Triple J Unearthed and then message presenters saying, can you review my fucking song? And then they're like, I'm actually quite busy. I've got a full time. Anyway, what?
I feel like...
Guys, I'm not done saying stuff. Just one second. We can have this conversation while we walk, but I'm getting drawn towards something. I can feel the power of music somewhere. Just follow me and keep talking.
Okay, we follow.
All right, we follow him.
Frozen Donut, we follow you.
Yeah, just it's going to take a while to get there, I think.
Where are we going?
I don't fucking know! Oh, swear!
Why are you getting nervous?
That sounds fun in the mouth.
You used that perfect.
He leads you out through the woods, through the snow. You trudge, arriving
at a cave mouth.
Frozen Donut. That's a cave mouth. That's the cave? I'm explaining it.
All right.
I'm explaining it to Donut. To Frozen Donut.
You hear a whisper on the wind. Cave mouth.
Oh, that's a cave mouth.
Yeah, it's a cave mouth.
Oh, it's the mouth of a cave.
What Frozen Donut goes on to explain to you is that the band.
Do the cave have eyes? Does the cave have a nose?
Constitution saving throw.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. He goes on to explain that the power that is inside you will grow the more song enters the world. And the reason, probably, that the townspeople try to stop song is to keep the power for themselves.
Well, you like power, don't you, Friezo? If the songs have power, doesn't that interest you?
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're saying if we started a band, I could become the most powerful warlock in all of...
The land?
Yeah. I would love to be part of that.
It's rich world building.
That's the exact pitch that they got to start Muse.
No, the land is called Musicalia, and the most...
You've had fucking months.
Yeah, the musical. No, it's my James Cameron. It's like, and the most powerful metal is unobtainium. Musicalia it is.
Look, we could rule Musicalia as cousins, as cool, non-seductive cousins. You and me. And wouldn't it be nice to establish some parameters for our relationship?
Wait a second. Seductive cousins? That's a band name. That's a band name.
And we need a manager.
We do. Filch, would you like to be our manager?
Yeah, me could do the manager and play bass if that's what you're asking. Yeah, for sure, man.
And I could sell something called t-shirts.
It's so simple, I see it now. The ban on songs demanded strict adherence. It said good and honest folk were born to fear us. The Yulmus cousins put on ice. Our singing's just a bit too nice. This newfound power's something to adjust to. I have been adjusting for you and me, Friezo. All that time just locked inside the castle. Well, I'm ready for revenge on all these assholes.
So seductive.
If my voice had power all this time, it's Christmas, I'm in Anaheim, and Disneyland is open just for us two. For me and you and apparently these two.
What's Disneyland?
The wind has turned, feel the change is bringing. These powers burn, but we can stop them stinging. All my life I see, all I needed was a key. It turns out that key was G and I'm coming out singing. So don't you see they don't respect us? They think music here was made just to infect us. And I can see you feel it too. It's time to show what we can do when no one's here to stop or redirect us. So come on, old boy, it's time to come out singing. Just embrace the joy, no time for Michael hanging. You say you'll show them all and give this town an overhaul. We'll freeze your songs a cannonball. Let's cut them out singing. And I know, it's a lot to think about. I know, that they say it's bad. And yes, I know, you think musical theatre is problematic and shit. But Friezo, it's your birthright, and there's fire in those vocal cords. So don't get choked, get mad. With both the same, it's time to come out singing. Embrace the pain, no time for Michael hanging. We could sound. If you're lonely, well, you know, it might be better off in stereo. This town is gonna see what Friezo Fersens do. It's you and me together. Froyo's coming down singing.
Okay, I guess we can do some hand stuff, but like,
ladies and gentlemen, still, that's the end of Act One. Let's hear it for Tom Carty and Dave Harmon and the rest of your dragon friends. Guys, have a drink, go to the toilet, have another drink, and we'll see you for the second half in just a bit.
Before, hey, has anyone tried the eggnog? Is it fucking, is it good shit?
It's
all right. Oh, okay.
Medicine, then it's
all right. Okay.
Yeah.
Medicine, then it's
all right. It's a rum eggnog with amaretto. It's called Friezo's blood because Friezo's blood is cum.
Sure. Friezo's blood is cum.
Now I really want to drink one.
I'll see you soon. Round of applause, you DMs.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.